Welcome. This is Sunday, June 26, 2022. Our scriptures this week are Psalms 16, Philippians 3:7-11, and Luke 9:51-62. The title of our message this week is All In. So if you would please open your Bibles and follow along as I read from Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord, and apart from you I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods, for I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and surely I have a delightful inheritance. For I will praise the Lord, who counsels me even at night. My heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad. My tongue rejoices, my body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your holy ones see decay. You have made known to me the path of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Our second reading from Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7-11, Paul writes, But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. For what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God is by faith. And I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. In our gospel reading from Luke chapter 9:51-62, it's titled Samaritan Opposition. Luke writes, As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He sent messengers on ahead, who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him, because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. And they went to another village. And as they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus replied, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, Follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. And Jesus replied, No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How many of you are familiar with the game of poker? And if you're familiar with what usually takes place in a poker game, you know that it can be a risky game. And at some point during the poker game, it comes down to only one winner. And we all like to be winners. Playing poker is risky business, much like the risk involved in living, and shall we call it, the game of life. In the game of poker, usually at some point during the game, each player will either cash out or commit all they have invested on one last hand. They will push all their chips in and say, all in. And it requires courage, commitment, and a willingness to sacrifice all at that very moment. Well, this very same thing happens to all of us while playing this game we call life. We either cash out or go all in. In our reading in Psalms 16, David had come to the point in his game of life to keep it short, say, all in. And likewise, in our epistle reading from the Philippians, Paul is at the same point in his game of life. Both of these men choose to be all in. And both men understood that being all in required courage, commitment, and a willingness to sacrifice all. In our gospel reading today from Luke 9, Luke tells us about the cost of following Jesus in this game we call life. There are those who cash out and those who are all in. It's interesting to see how Jesus responds in our reading from Luke 9 of these two different mindsets, those who cash out and those who are all in. So our gospel reading from Luke began as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven. Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Well, keep that sentence in mind. It's going to be very important, and we'll get back to it in a minute. So Jesus and his disciples plan to pass through a Samaritan village, and they need places to stay and food to eat. So a few disciples go on ahead to make the arrangements. But when the Samaritans learned that Jesus was heading to Jerusalem for the Passover, they rejected him. They cashed out. The Samaritans were disturbed about anybody worshiping in Jerusalem. They believed that Mount Gerizim was the place to meet with God. I mean, deep hostilities had existed between the Samaritans and the Jews for centuries because of ethnic as well as religious differences. Samaritans believed that religious sacrifices should be made on Mount Gerizim, there in Samaria, not in Jerusalem. In John 4:1-26, the account of Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman at the well, we learn that. Consequently, they refuse hospitality to Jesus and his followers, cashing out. Well, two of Jesus' disciples, brother James and John, asked Jesus if they could go call down fire from heaven to destroy these Samaritans because they weren't all in. And I think they thought these Samaritans were trying to cheat in this game of life. And they wanted to enforce the rules. I can hear them now saying, let's put the fear of God into those Samaritans if they won't play with them by the rules. Well, I'm almost certain they were feeling desperate because they had brought nothing for their journey. And maybe they were just a little overzealous in their newly given power and authority that Jesus had given them, forgetting the purpose for which it was given. But Jesus barely registered the rejection of the Samaritans. In fact, he rebuked his disciples and kept heading toward Jerusalem, probably reminding them of the purpose for which they were given power and authority. I mean, at the beginning of Luke 9 and verses 1 through 5, we find that purpose. And let me read it to you. So when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure disease. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic. And whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave their town as a testimony against them. So now Jesus, seemingly unconcerned for their accommodations, and as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. When an unnamed man approaches Jesus and says, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus replied, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Well, Jesus has got a willing follower, and he's letting him know to follow him is a risky business. If Jesus were talking to somebody today, he might say, hold your horses, friend. You don't want to follow me. I don't have stable housing or a place to sleep. So whether this unnamed man cashes out or goes all in, we're not told. But we do know that Jesus was all in, because he resolutely set out for Jerusalem. I told you this verse was important. So as Jesus heads for Jerusalem, he invites another man to join him by saying, follow me, which he probably does for a time. But then after learning the risk involved, he wants to cash out saying, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. And Jesus said to them, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And still another guy who was probably joined the group in their journey to Jerusalem, he wants to cash out also. And he responds to Jesus' offering by saying, I will follow you, Lord. But first, let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Well, Jesus says to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. Well, it looks like Jesus is deterring, discouraging a lot of players in this Christian game of life. And he's not listing the benefits of following him. So what's going on here? Let's look back one more time at the sentence that opened our reading. Remember I said it would be important? Well, it's Luke 9, verse 51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. So as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus knows what's waiting for him in Jerusalem. Arrest, torture, and a lonely, painful, humiliating death. And yet our Bible verse says Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He's all in. He didn't protest or procrastinate or try to protect himself. He headed straight toward the cross, knowing that he was fulfilling God's purpose by giving his life in our behalf so that we can have eternal life, become the winner in the game of life by being all in and in service of the kingdom of God. Let me ask you, how do you people know that you're an all-in follower of Jesus? Is it because you attend church, or maybe you study your Bible, or you pray before meals, or you don't curse or drink or buy lottery tickets? Is that what it means to follow Jesus? Or does Jesus' path require a level of commitment, courage, and sacrifice that goes beyond just trying to be a better version of him? I hope this biblical account today will help us understand that Jesus' path is not easy, but it is the pathway to life and joy and meaning, and that God made us for this very purpose. It's important for us to see, first of all, that Jesus walked the path of commitment. He was passionately committed to obeying God in every moment of his life. Through prayer and obedience, he kept his heart, mind, and will constantly aligned with that of God the Father. And this alignment of his whole self with God allowed him to live purposefully, without fear or anxiety or distractions. Well, many of you may ask, what does an undistracted, purposeful living look like? Well, Jesus made clear that his followers would experience difficulties and discouragements. What he did say to the first person who offered to follow him, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Well, Jesus isn't offering earthly security or comfort. He could have protected his followers from these challenges, but he didn't. And why? In our reading in Philippians 3, the Apostle Paul says that we know Jesus when we share in his suffering. It is in the difficulties and the discouragements of following in Jesus' path that we understand Jesus' love for us in a deeper way. And by persevering through the difficulties and the discouragements, we show the world how much we love Jesus. Jesus calls us to walk the path of commitment with him. So are you ready? Jesus also calls us to walk the path of courage. An ancient Chinese philosopher once said, being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. Loving someone deeply gives you courage. So when you love someone deeply, you are willing to confront your fears and face down challenges unflinchingly for their sake. Well, that was the source of Jesus' courage too. Jesus knew he was deeply loved by God, and God was the source of his strength. Jesus loved God and us deeply, and that was the source of his courage. There was no pain he would not bear to show his love for us. And now he calls his followers to show that same level of courage in loving others in his name. So the question today isn't, what am I going to do? The question is, what are you going to do? Jesus calls us to walk the path of courage with him. Are you ready? Are you all in? Finally, if we're going to join our path with Jesus, then Jesus calls us to walk the path of sacrifice. Sacrifice, according to my dictionary, is simply an act of giving up something valuable for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. Jesus considered our life more valuable than his. He was all in. That's why he headed through Jerusalem. He was giving up his life as a sacrifice, an offering to God in our place. And in his death, he took on the weight and the penalty of our sins, so that nothing would stand between us and God. Jesus, he didn't cash out. He outloved, outgave, and outdied. And Jesus was all in. His love for us motivated him to walk the path of commitment, courage, and sacrifice. He invites us to follow him, no matter what the cost. Well, I hope that you will make that choice today to go all in, to accept Christ as your Savior, to walk the path of commitment, courage, and sacrifice, living all in for a life in service of the kingdom of God. Well, in his service, this has been Pastor Joe.